Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's in!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It is game review time on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to spend this show breaking down last night's preseason game in Philadelphia, and helping us to do that will be none other than the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, in studio with us. Andrew Catalan, the play-by-play voice of WKYC's preseason television coverage, is also joining us for some in-depth analysis of the Eagles game. We're going to be awarding game balls, as voted by you, based on your votes cast on the Browns' official Facebook page. The choices there are Jamie Mitchell, Brian Robisky, Phil Taylor, or other. Pick your own. And Andrew Catalan and I will reveal our votes as well. Remember, if you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, you go to clevelandbrowns.com and you listen to the live stream. Also, the Browns official mobile app, now available for free download to your iPhone or Android devices. Ask Vic, another feature on this show, your chance to ask me some questions. You can do that on the Browns official Facebook or official Twitter pages. Mike did so via Facebook. He asks, given that the Eagles are most likely a team to beat this season, do you think the Browns still looked decent, even though they played against a really tough team? Yes, Mike, I'd say decent is the right word to use to describe the performance from the standpoint of facing a team that, on most counts, is regarded as being a little farther ahead in its development than the Browns. In certain areas, the Browns struggled and didn't look as impressive as they did in their first two preseason games. And in other areas, they were pretty solid. I like their pass rush. I like their pass coverage, which combined to limit the effectiveness of Michael Vick. I also think the Browns had a couple of bad officiating calls that, if they went the other way, could very well have led to an entirely different outcome. But there is much work for them to do in only a couple of weeks to get ready for the regular season. Check out more of my takes, if you will, Carucci's Corner on ClevelandBrowns.com. Football Friday has arrived in more ways than one, folks. Big, big high school football night here in Northeast Ohio. And tomorrow is the first of the Cleveland Browns high school games of the week. It's Mayfield versus Medina, 2 p.m. kickoff at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Coming up in a couple of minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores August 30th, and you pre-order your copy today, is a conversation with the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of their durable quality vinyl siding. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hey gang, Greg Brinda the Dean here. Golf fans, join ESPN Cleveland for a special advanced screening of 7 Days in Utopia, Monday, August 29th at Cinemark Valley View. Listen to all your favorite shows on ESPN 850 WKNR for chances to win passes. Then, join your favorite ESPN Cleveland personalities to see 7 Days in Utopia, starring Lucas Black and Robert Duvall. Be sure to follow Free Movies Cleve on Twitter for more chances to win. It's 7 Days in Utopia, brought to you by Utopia Films and ESPN Cleveland.
Get ready, Buckeye Nation. Cox Communications and ESPN Cleveland are teaming up to give you a trip to Florida to see the Buckeyes battle Miami on September 17th. Trip includes 2 game tickets, round-trip airfare for 2, and a 2-night hotel stay with transportation to and from the game. Go to ESPNCleveland.com and click on the Cox Communications Scarlet and Gray Getaway logo for rules and sign up for your chance to win. ESPN Cleveland's Scarlet and Gray Getaway is brought to you by Cox Communications.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. This next segment is, in fact, driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, the all-new 4-pack ticket plan is on sale now. Choose 4 great Browns home games, including the sold-out home opener against the Bengals on September 11th or the sold-out season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information on how you can build your 4-pack ticket plan, visit Browns Ticket Office behind Section 104 at the stadium or clevelandbrowns.com today. And we are pleased right now to be joined by the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, how you doing?
Well, you said it all in the lead-in, so, yeah. You know, I'm doing all right. We had a good day today. You know, we had basically the cleanup day, the day after the game, where we went through the tape with the players, and then we took them out on the field and did corrections and got them a good run and a sweat. And, you know, I kind of believe in the 24-hour rule. Win, lose, or whatever, you try to make the corrections and move on as quickly as you can, and I think that's the direction we're going. After watching the tape, I would still stick with most of the things that I said last night. After watching it in detail, every once in a while you'll see something a little bit different, a little bit better, or a little bit worse. And but for the most part, I think what it came down to last night was those turnovers,
mm-hmm.
and then our ability, you know, not being able to convert the field goal. And you start looking at all the things you have to do against a good football team, and you spot them a 17-point lead, and it gets very difficult.
From an injury standpoint, I know you met with reporters a little while ago to go over this, but if we could, if you could walk us through this, the one that of course got a lot of attention, Titus Brown, high ankle sprain for him.
Yeah, it was on the first kickoff, and he just got wrapped up, you know, like happens at times, and you know, he might be down for a couple of weeks here.
Okay.
So yeah, but it was he has what's called a high ankle sprain.
Does that change anything with regard to how you have to address that linebacker depth at this point? Or,
well, we'll see.
You know,
I think he's done a really good job in this camp as our backup middle linebacker, and he's a terrific special teams player. So he's a guy that's done a lot for us, and we were, you know, counting on him to do that. And so we'll see how he progresses with his ankle here in the next couple weeks, and then we'll see what happens.
Progress report on Brandon Jackson. Of course, you revealed today that he's in a cast from that toe injury.
Yeah, he's in a cast. You know, it's a way to help get that thing settled down, and we'll see how long it goes with him. But typically, when you get put in a cast, it could be a couple of weeks at least before he's back moving around.
On the positive side, at running back, Montario Hardesty sees some action, got 5 carries last night. What did you glean just from watching that brief performance?
Well, I think he was excited to be able to get in there and get a few yards and get banged around a little bit. part of the process coming back from injury is the live action. And, you know, to get in a game against a very fine opponent, and I think he felt good. I think he was anxious to get back in there more than what I had planned to play him, but in his case here, I think too much the first game would have been worse than not enough. And so we'll move forward with the reps that he has.
Does it become more important to get him in there with Jackson's status, or would you have felt the urgency there either way?
Either way, I think we want to get him up and running. And so regardless of how long the lines are there, we felt like he needed to play. And, you know, we gave him about 9 days of practice and then put him in, and he did fine.
Osama Young, another guy who is making some progress, isn't he?
He is. I think he's getting better every day.
Okay.
Getting to know Osama and how he ticks. And, you know, this injury was, you know, it's been a couple of weeks now. And so we'll just take it day to day and get him out there as quickly as possible so that he can get up to speed with what we're doing. He's right there mentally. He's out there for every snap of practice, and he's getting as many mental reps as he can, but there's nothing like the real thing when it comes to practicing.
And Muhammad Masakwai, is there a chance we could see him against Chicago this coming Thursday?
I think there's a chance. I think we're just more likely to see him out there practicing this week.
Okay.
And so we'll have to make that we'll make that call as we go.
What does having these people hurt for you do in terms of you got to get this roster from 90 to 80 by Tuesday, then from 80 eventually to 53. What's it doing to the evaluative process for you?
Well, I think you can look at this as the glass half full. I think it's given us more of an opportunity to see some guys that have a chance to make our team. And then, you know, on the other end of it, these guys have got to do everything they can do until they can get out there full speed to make sure they're ready to go. So, you know, that's what you're dealing with. And I don't think we're different than any other team in the league. I think every team, and I've talked to, I would say, a handful of head coaches that are dealing with the same issues. I think, you know, that's really what's happening around the league.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Among the things that jumped out on that game, there were some positives for sure in this game. I know the biggest one that's been talked about is Phil Taylor and coming through with that sack, forced fumble. And it wasn't just that. I mean, he was a presence pretty much the whole time he was out there, most of it.
Yeah, he played his best game to date, and I think he did a good job. I commented earlier that he's making steady progress, and, you know, I think that's what you're looking for a guy that's a rookie. Regardless of how high you choose a guy, they're still rookies. And he's been in there since day one, and he's learning the game. He's learning the profession. He's learning how to practice. I think he knows how to be a pro, but they got to go through it, and I think that's what he's doing.
It also looked like Brian Robisky came up with some plays that just caught your attention. I know the guy's been out there and performing every day. It just like you, for me, I noticed him more last night.
Yeah, I think he did a good job. You know, at times catches and production come in bunches, and he had a couple more opportunities than he's had in the first two games. And then would have been nice if we could have, you know, really counted that deep ball. But unfortunately, it was ruled offensive pass interference.
With regard to your offense and maybe getting that or more plays, it seemed as if Colt McCoy had times where he was holding the ball. How much of that was because of coverage, or how much of it was because of was he getting a rush that maybe threw him off his balance and timing?
Yeah, I think it's a little quick to generalize there. I think, you know, each time you watch it, each game is so different. You know, I think there were times when he had a couple of throws he wants back, you know, and I think that's part of the process. And I think he went through the process today of cleaning up those mistakes. He's such a great competitor, and he wants to be so perfect. And I think that's terrific, and we can work with that.
Were you seeing anything from the Eagles defense that maybe was a slightly more advanced than anything you would see in a preseason game? Or is it just a simple fact that they got some really good players in the back end of their defense?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything scheme-wise.
Okay.
You know, they really didn't pressure. They played, you know, basic zone and man coverage. And, you know, we just had some easy ones that we didn't take advantage of. And, you know, if you get easy ones and you don't take them, then you put yourself behind. And then we had some penalties that, you know, it knocks you off a rhythm, which makes your second and third down calls much tougher. But I think the biggest thing is, when I look back on this game, is it's more about the Browns than the Eagles.
Right.
They played well, and they're, gosh darn it, they're a worthy opponent. I lived that life for 10 years there, and, you know, that stadium, you know, it reeks of winning, and I think that's the way that team operates. But I think what happened in that game, we gotta be better, and that's the Browns, you know. And so I think that was the message today.
So after three preseason games, the third one is we just, oh, maybe it's overused, this tune-up for the regular season type of thing, even though you got a fourth game to play, are you comfortable with where your team, and I shouldn't say that, coaches are never comfortable. How do you feel?
Never
about,
comfortable.
I know, that was a dumb question. All right, where in your comfort level is this team after three preseason games?
I don't know. I think we've made great strides. I said all along we got a long way to go, and I still think that's the case. But I do think with the plan that we have in place, you know, our eye obviously is first on Chicago, but, you know, in the back of our minds we're all thinking about getting ready to play the Bengals. And, you know, they had a nice showing this week. And so I think it'll be fun as we get going. We've got a lot to do in 2 weeks. You know, we got to solidify the roster. We got to get better. We got to take a trip to Chicago,
yeah,
and then get our preparation done for the Bengals. So there's a lot going to go on in the next couple of weeks.
This is going to be very different from you cutting down a roster as a head coach versus a position coach weighing in on cuts.
It will be. I think there's so many other things to think about here. A young man's contributions on special teams. If he's a guy that's going to play game day, or is he going to be inactive? You know, so there's a lot going on, and Tom and I have obviously had lots of discussions to date, and we're actually going to talk a little bit more this evening as we plan.
Let me let you get to that conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, Pat.
Oh,
we appreciate
pleasure.
It. Head Coach Pat Shermer joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food. Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? my car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Welcome to the Own Every Road sales event at Ohio's number one Mitsubishi dealership, Mentor Mitsubishi. Welcome to up to $7,500 off your next Mitsubishi. Or you're welcome to take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. And right now, you'll welcome a low lease on the all-new 2011 Outlander Sport. Only $179 a month for 24 months. Outlander Sport gets up to 31 miles per gallon. Or lease the 2011 Lancer. Only $139 a month for 36 months. Welcome to carefree driving. Every new Mitsubishi is backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You are welcome to stop into Mentor Mitsubishi today during the Own Every Road sales event. Save up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis, 0% APR. A 2011 Outlander Sport, only $179 a month. Or Lancer, only $139 a month. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. You're welcome to look online at MentorMitsubishi.com. Offer plus tax, settle, and fees. It's not vehicles. Qualified buyers with approved credit. See dealer for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second one for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Time to review last night's preseason game in Philadelphia. And helping us along with that is Andrew Catalan, who handled the play-by-play for WKYC Channel 3's coverage. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Vic, thanks for having me back. Great talking with you.
Great talking with you as well. Not so great a night for the Browns compared with those first two outings. Lots of struggles last night. The first interception by Colt McCoy, other turnovers. It just wasn't a great night for the Browns.
No, it was sloppy. I think even the coaches will admit that much. And, you know, how much did the rain have to do with it? I don't know, but you can't really use that as an excuse. But, you know, when you look at the Lions game, Pat Shurmur said afterward, penalties and turnovers, we have to clean that up. Well, that didn't happen in the game last night in Philadelphia, and those were the two biggest issues for the Browns. Now, you know, the DeQuell Jackson thing is a totally separate issue. I don't think that should have been a penalty, and that did turn out to be a turning point in that game. But on a whole, you look at the penalties, look at the turnovers, and it just added up to a sloppy night for the Browns.
Yeah, and you talk about this game, the coaches do, as the tune-up for the regular season, because the fourth preseason game tends to be a case where you're just emptying your roster, just putting everybody out there you can. And last night's game, again, it was supposed to be a little more focused. But on that basis, I don't know that the takeaway so much is that the Browns aren't ready for the regular season, because it would diminish what happened in the first two games before that, and I'm not ready to do that.
No, and I agree with you. I think there were some bright spots last night. You know, I thought the defensive line was pretty quiet in the first two games. There were some nice things you saw, but nothing spectacular until last night. And I thought that Phil Taylor was just phenomenal. I mean, if he's going to play like that, and, you know, Jamie Mitchell is still pretty active on the line, and, you know, Ruben is obviously a steady force and solid in the middle there, and then Sheard is still developing. But, you know, I saw a lot of positives out of the defensive line last night, and I agree. You know, the preseason games, you can't take too much stock in them. You know, the Browns were without six starters last night. They didn't have Steinbach on the line. You know, Brandon Jackson didn't play. defensively, no T.J. Ward again. I just think you can't go crazy because they didn't look good, but I do think you want to clean some things up before you get ready for September 11th.
No, no question. You bring up Phil Taylor, and you're right. I think so much with this young guy has been that he has not been spectacular, at least through the first two games. The thought was just a big, steady presence, but when you make a guy a first-round pick, you want to see more, and that was sort of the media response, some of the fan response, and he started to turn it on last night, obviously, with that big play. He came in untouched and forces the turnover and overall makes his presence felt. The thing I look at is here's a guy who, of course, had no, like the rest of the rookies, no time to work with any coaches during the offseason, has a little holdout, not a giant holdout, but a little holdout, and I just think there was some extra time needed for him to get acclimated.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And, you know, the coach just said after the first two games, well, you know, Phil's value might not be measured in his stats right away. He's just going to fill a big hole. He's got incredible size, and his presence will be felt. But at the same time, it's nice when you get those stats along with it. He only had one tackle in the first two games, but as we all saw, just a great effort last night from Taylor. And, you know, as you said, continuing to learn, continuing to develop, and that's what the preseason is all about. These are four chances for him to get his feet wet in an NFL game and be ready for the opener on September 11th.
Yeah, he's growing confidence like any young player normally does. And again, somebody in that position, I mean, he's physically gifted, big, powerful guy, and, you know, just getting that opportunity. And look, the Eagles have a suspect offensive line. Let's not kid about that, Andrew. That's a line that if you're playing well defensively up front, you're going to have some success. And I thought, all in all, the Browns got some good pressure, but you should get some good pressure because that's not a very good Eagles offensive line.
I tell you what, if you look at last night's game, I'd be more concerned if I was an Eagles fan than a Browns fan. I mean, I just think that Philadelphia has a lot of issues on offense. Vic, I mean, just could not find a wide receiver. He kept checking down to McCoy. I think that speaks volumes about the Browns secondary. But, you know, for the quote-unquote dream team, I think Philly's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that. Andrew Catalan is joining us here. Of course, he handles the play-by-play for Channel 3, WKYC's preseason coverage. Andrew, when we talk about quarterback play, Colt McCoy didn't look like the guy that we saw in those first two games, got everybody excited with that. Wasn't a terrible outing by any means, but it looked like he had some issues with the coverage that the Eagles were presenting. Initially, I thought, okay, maybe the line wasn't giving him the best in the way of protection, but the more I looked at that game and taking a second look, I think it had a little more to do with him holding the ball a little too long, and I think some of that was because the coverages that were being presented were causing him maybe giving him some looks that he wasn't too sure about.
Yeah, and the Eagles secondary is phenomenal. That's one of the strengths of their team with Asamoah, Rodgers, Cromartie, and Asante Samuel, who got the pick. And that was a bad pass by McCoy. I'm sure he'll say that, and I'm sure he wants that one back. And you know, that's the thing that was most troubling for me was what you mentioned, Vic, was he just looks uncomfortable in the pocket when the pressure comes. And I think that he has to get used to that and remain confident back there. You know, in the game against the Lions, he took a lot of hits, got back up. This time, just never seemed to really get a good rhythm. And again, we have to keep in mind, no Cribs, no Brandon Jackson out of the backfield. He did have Hillis, who made a nice one-handed catch. But yeah, it's certainly not as crisp as the first two games for McCoy. And now I'm curious to see how Pat Shurmur plays it for the fourth game. Will McCoy get a series or two, or, you know, not any action at all? But, you know, if I was the coach, I'd try to throw McCoy out there, maybe just one more series in that fourth game. I know typically they don't play, but it would be nice to get him a little more confidence going into the opener on the heels of that game last night.
I don't know if I would agree with that. I think putting him out there is just more exposure. I hear what you're saying about the confidence thing, but I feel he's got the confidence. I just think it might have been a circumstance where, as you pointed out, that's an outstanding secondary. They did some things coverage-wise that maybe were at a more elevated level than the Browns from a preparation standpoint were ready for. Just my take on it. And you know, McCoy talked about after the game, the headsets going out, and this, again, can't be an excuse, but he said a few times where he was calling things on his own. And this is actually a good thing, to be exposed to that, where you have to make it happen because you're not getting those play calls from Pat Shurmur from the sidelines.
No, and don't get me wrong. I'm not panicking about McCoy. This is not like, you know, he's in trouble by any means. I think he's had a very solid preseason. Maybe just a bit of an off night last night, but I'm with you. Like, there's no need to worry about McCoy. I think he's really finding his timing in this system. He just didn't have the best of nights in Philly.
Another guy that you don't worry about is Peyton Hillis. He gets the ball in his hand as a runner or as a receiver. And so often, and we saw this last year, of course, Andrew, is that it's a man among boys. He's just knocking people out of the way like bowling pins.
Yeah, that is great to see, because you didn't even know he was going to play last night. He had a sore back in practice earlier in the week, so it was good to have him out there. And then, you know, to make that one-handed catch out of the backfield, I mean, obviously the running and the downhill running and the plowing over of defenders is what we've come to expect from Hillis, but he continually impresses me with the way he's able to catch the ball out of the backfield. He was second on the team in receptions last year, and you figure he'll have another prominent role catching balls this year as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that and this was another big storyline from the game, Ontario Hardesty making his preseason debut, coming back from that knee injury. And I thought, look, 5 carries, 15 yards, nothing special there numbers-wise. But what was important was just him getting his feet under him, just building. You talk about confidence. I mean, there's a guy who absolutely, you know, needed that opportunity, relished that chance to be out there. And I think he got just enough in the way of carries. I knew the coaches were going to be pretty careful about this, especially, of course, Pat Shurmur, working with that training staff and medical staff, that, you know, you don't want to overdo it with the guy, but you got to do enough where at least he feels, okay, some people hit me high, hit me low, and I can handle it.
This has been consistent with their plan since day one. I mean, they've brought him along very slowly, very cautiously, very carefully, and have not exposed him to, you know, to the dangers of too many back-to-back, you know, crazy workload days. And this was just part of their plan. I really feel that their ultimate goal was just to make sure that he is healthy and on this roster 100% for week one against the Bengals. So, yeah, as you said, just getting him a taste, as Pat Shurmur said on Wednesday to us, just getting his sea legs under him a little bit, you know, get him a little glimpse of getting back in the backfield. And, you know, again, nothing spectacular, but he did show one run where he had a nice burst. But again, this is just all part of getting him ready. And now, Vic, they need him ready, because if Brandon Jackson is out indefinitely, you're looking at counting on Hardesty to take some of those reps along with Peyton Hillis, and suddenly the Browns a little thin in the backfield, though Marisa can carry the ball, which is something you might see as well. But for Hardesty, this was all part of the plan, and I think it's a good plan.
I agree. It was key to get him not only out there from that standpoint, but the point you make about Brandon Jackson. Can you count on Brandon Jackson coming back from that toe injury to be ready, say, for the opener or, you know, early part of the season? Who knows? But the fact that Hardesty is available to you gives you that change up from Hillis, that outside explosive runner, which I think he can be. And again, all we saw was a guy just getting comfortable with himself. I think when he's cranking it up at full game speed, this is a guy that could very well be the dynamic player the Browns had in mind when they brought him aboard last year.
Yeah, and you know, if anyone wanted to see more of him last night, think of it this way. If for some reason Hardesty got hurt again and he couldn't go for the opener and Jackson's out, you know, no disrespect to Quinn Porter and Armon Smith, but one of those two guys is your backup running back for week one unless you go out and get somebody. So I think you have to continually play it safe with Hardesty over these next 2 weeks as you wait for Jackson to recover.
The battle at wide receiver has been one we've been following closely throughout this camp, particularly between Brian Wrubisky, Jordan Norwood. And it looked like last night a solid game from Wrubisky with 3 catches, 23 yards, just very smooth in everything he did. And I think he might have gained a little bit of ground there, Andrew.
Yeah, I would have given the edge to Norwood over the first 2 weeks, but the edge last night definitely goes to Rybicki. And, you know, you said the three catches, but there was that one that was called back when he was whistled for pass interference. You know, Bernie Kosar and I were talking about that on Channel 3, and Bernie pointed out that was really a veteran move, and it very well could have been no call there. But, you know, Bernie was impressed with the move that Rybicki did there. He was called for it, but at the same time, that was pretty savvy of Rybicki. And, you know, he might get away with that half the time if he did it again. So I think that he was he came up big. He had some nice catches, and he really showed up when he needed to. He only had one catch in the first two games, and I think that for Colt McCoy, for the Browns offense, for Pat Shurmur, and maybe most importantly for Rybicki, he needed a night like that.
I think it was pretty clear that that was not a penalty. Should have been a deep catch, and we'd probably have an entirely different perspective on Colt McCoy's game because, you know, he laid that out there beautifully for Rybicki, but the call was made, and I guess you have to live with it, have to deal with that. Andrew Catalan joining us here on our review of last night's preseason game between the Browns and the Eagles. Speaking of penalties that shouldn't have been called, how about DeQuell Jackson on the so-called roughing the passer of Michael Vick? That one, Andrew, really, really had a lot of people around the National Football League saying, man, if they're going to call something like that, I mean, what can a guy do with a quarterback?
Yeah, and then as we reported last night, DeQuell Jackson told our sideline reporter Dave Chudowski, and I think he mentioned this in the postgame as well, that the ref said, you know, we probably wouldn't call that in the regular season. We're just being a little bit careful. But, you know, imagine if this was a regular season game between the DeQuell Jackson penalty and then I thought the Rybicki penalty. I mean, we'd be having a totally different conversation today. This wouldn't be about, you know, maybe cleaning up some of the mistakes. It would be like, you know, the refs may have cost the Browns the game. I don't think you're going to go crazy in the preseason, but the Jackson penalty certainly was a turning point. Mike Adams had the interception there. Browns were going the other way. But yeah, I think that what you take away from that Jackson penalty is that DeQuell Jackson is still playing great football. I mean, he got back there and just crushed Michael Vick. And that's great to see because he's staying healthy and he has had three very impressive preseason games so far.
Yeah, no question about it. And overall, you know, I would say I'd like to see a little tighter work by the defense versus the run. I mean, that would be something you'd want to look at from a game like this, and we'll see how that comes together. Again, still a learning process with this 4-3 scheme. But all in all, I think Michael Vick did not have those outside targets to go for, and the Browns had something to do with that, generally kept good pressure on him. From a special team standpoint, now that could be a point of concern. You've got a block kick that does not happen with Phil Dawson very often. You got to go back a long way, in fact, to find the last time he had a kick blocked in the regular season. So for that to happen, that was something that made you kind of, you know, scratch your head a little bit. And then, of course, the play with Norwood, you know, the collision that led to the muff punt and then another muff later in the game. So those two were a bit concerning.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think Sheldon Brown may have tripped Norwood accidentally. That caused a turnover. The Dawson, Rogers Cromartie just came flying in untouched on that Dawson-blocked field goal. The positive was Richmond McGee, who continues to have a nice summer here. I mean, keep in mind, on August 2nd, he was a stock trader, and now he's played three preseason games for the Browns, and I can only remember one bad punt that he had. That was early in that Lions game, but he bounced back from that, and he's got good hang time. I mean, I've been impressed with what the Browns have found here in Richmond McGee.
Well, it's time, Andrew, to hand out some game balls. We had the fans vote on the official Browns Facebook page, and their vote went as follows. Phil Taylor overwhelmingly got 89% of the votes. And the only one who is even reasonably close, and there's no such thing as reasonable when one guy's getting 89%, would be Brian Rybicki. So those are the two guys who are receiving game balls from the fans. How did you vote?
I got three, and they're obvious, I think. Rybicki, I agree. That was a big game for him. Browns needed to see that. He needed that. He got it. That was a nice game for Rybicki. That's number one. Number two on offense, Jordan Cameron. That was a great catch he made in the second half. I know, I believe that was probably his only catch of the game, but that was a great grab, and I think that he continues to show off his athleticism, and I think the Browns have a lot to be excited about at that tight end position. Alex Smith even caught that deflected touchdown. And then defensively, my third game ball, it has to go to Phil Taylor. I mean, he just really impressed me with the way he played last night. He was just dominating the line of scrimmage, and Bernie and I just couldn't get enough of watching replays of Phil Taylor. Those are my three game balls.
I have three game balls to award as well. Taylor is the obvious one. I think Robiski, very deserving as well. My third one is going to go to Peyton Hillis. All right, great stuff, Andrew. As always, we appreciate your time. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to save your loot.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Comparing prices on an oil change for your car? At Lube Stop, you'll receive a 20-point service that includes free top-offs from a friendly, well-trained team, all without an appointment. Little things that mean a lot. Visit LubeStop.com to learn more. The Corner Alley, Cleveland's premier bowling alley, has partnered with ESPN Cleveland to bring you the most fun happy hour league in town. It begins Tuesday, November 15th and Wednesday, November 16th. There'll be special drink pricing, weekly giveaways, and a special grand prize from ESPN Cleveland. Please contact the Corner Alley at hhleague@thecorneralley.com or go to espncleveland.com to reserve your spot. Lanes are filling up quick, so be sure to reserve your spot now. The Corner Alley, where fun begins.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And as the cornerback said, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. Pre-order your copy today. We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. Pre-order your copy today. And we're going to take you back to Philadelphia, to Lincoln Financial Field, to the Browns locker room, where we're going to hear from several players, starting with Colt McCoy, who talked about what mostly was a frustrating night.
You're playing second and long, third and long so much, it kind of catches up with you. You know, I thought we had a few opportunities. You know, I had Evan down the sideline once, had Robo down the field. We got a pass interference call. We had Peyton in the end zone. You know, so we had our opportunities. You know, and when you don't capitalize on those things, you're all of a sudden behind, and then you've got to try to force some things in there, make some plays to kind of get going. And tonight we just, I think there are some good things in there, but For the most part, you know, we're not pleased.
What did you see on the robo pass interference call?
You know, I didn't see. You know, I saw we had a little play action. As soon as I got my eyes around, they had bracketed my underneath guy. We saw a lot of bracket coverage tonight. You know, and when that happens, I try to find the one-on-one matchup, and that was robo. And, you know, I know it looked good, felt good, and we got that call. And you know, those are things that happen, you know, throughout games that you've got to be able to overcome. And you know, we couldn't overcome it tonight.
Is that a big lesson, just the need to respond better to something like that?
Well, it's the preseason, you know, so there's always things like, you know, we turn the ball over, you know, not just us, we, you know, special teams, and we got a field goal block. There's just a lot of blows to us that really just kind of kept us from, you know, really finding what we needed to find. And you know, I don't want to sound too negative, because I think there will be some good things on there, but you know, overall, you know, we have way too many penalties. You know, and once you get behind, you know, I think we got behind 14-0, and then all of a sudden we're calling some downfield plays and trying to, you know, I tried to squeeze one in under pressure, and you know, that was a bad decision, you know. And you know, but at the same time, we're trying to go get points. So those are just things I think, you know, I think there'll be it'll be a great teaching tape for us, you know, to learn from. I felt like we were running the ball pretty effectively early on, you know, and then 3 or 4 times the headsets were out, so I was calling my own plays. So, you know, I think that's a good thing too, knowing what to do in those situations. So I think there was a lot we learned from tonight.
Considering this is considered the dress rehearsal, I mean, the preseason end on a sour note for you?
No, I wouldn't say it's a sour note. You know, there was no game planning involved, and we're out there running our own stuff. You know, I think for all of us, yeah, we would like to come out here and play better. You know, every time we strap it up, we want to win. You know, we didn't get that done. But you know, we played inconsistent. You know, and when you get a lot of penalties, you turn the ball over, you can't ever really get in rhythm. And you know, that's kind of the story tonight. And you know, we've got to do a better job. And you know, me individually, I've got to, you know, when things kind of get bad, got to figure out a way. Hey, what do we need to do to? Okay, let's stop. Let's take a deep breath. Let's regroup and let's go. And you know, that was probably the tough thing tonight.
Do you have enough time to pull it together for the opener?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, trust me. We didn't play like we wanted to. You know, we couldn't gain momentum. We couldn't get back on track. And you know, I think that's a process, especially with a young team. And you know, we've got to figure that out. But we're okay. There's no panic in this locker room. You know.
As we've discussed, one of the big stories from last night was Montario Hardesty's preseason debut after coming back from that knee injury. Our own Jameer Howerton caught up with him and asked him about that first outing.
It was good to get back out there, man. You know, had a little butterfly, but it was good to get out there, get tackled a few times, man, and everything was good. So it was fun.
Speaking of being tackled, how did it feel to be hit? Because it's been a while since you've been hit. Well, not really, because you've been getting hit in training camp out there.
I mean, I've been getting hit in practice, but you know, it's been almost a year since I've been hit in a live game. You know, everything picks up a little bit faster out there. So it was good to just, you know, get out there and make some cuts. And you know, in camp we don't really hit each other low, and just get some hits on the legs and, you know, keep my feet running, things like that. So it was a good experience for the first game, and just keep building on it.
Were you happy with the reps that you got, and were you able to work on some of the things that you wanted to work on?
I mean, it was good reps. I guess I wanted to play a little more, but you know, we're gonna take it, you know, build on it game by game. So it's my first time out there, so you know, I guess the rest is cool.
Dealing with Michael Vick and the Eagles' explosive offense figured to be a huge challenge for the Browns' defense. But linebacker DeQuell Jackson thought he and the rest of the defensive starters held up reasonably well, all things considered.
I thought for the most part we fared well. It's just, you know, the sudden changes kind of surprised us a bit. We figured they would go a little bit of no huddle. They had success with that. And we figured they would come out with that because Green Bay had a little success with it. But I thought for the most part we held up well against the pass and the run. But obviously, you know, you can't turn the ball over with a good football team as deep as they are. But it's definitely something to learn from and, you know, move on.
Unfortunately, there was that missed call by the ref. But what did you see in that play that allowed you to get that daylight and put that pressure on Vic?
The pressure allowed me to, you know, you know, it was a blitz for me. If Flo would have went the other way, then I read out. But it was a perfect call, the right situation. I came free. You know, I was untouched. You know, I was conscious of leading with my head, which I try not to do. But they made the call. They thought it was a legal hit. And we'll go back and look at it, and I'll probably appeal it. But however it comes out, you know, it's not going to change the way I play. I was coming aggressive. It was wide open for me, and I did the best I could to take him down.
Early this season, we talked about this 4-3 defense and how you it just allows you to be you and play. And when you see guys like Phil Taylor make a huge play and Jamie Mitchell come up with a big play, talk about those men up front that help you out.
Oh, it helps tremendously. It allows us linebackers, we're conscious of the protection, and we try to move around in order to free those guys up, and those guys are going to win one-on-one battles more than half of the time. So if we can mess up the O-line's protection, with them calling out who's the mic, that's only going to make us that much better. But those guys, they show they can make plays for us, and I mean, it was a great showing. Again, you want to win coming from this, but we can definitely learn from the tape and, you know, get ready for this upcoming season.
Among the brighter spots from last night's game from the Browns' perspective was the performance of first-round draft pick Phil Taylor, who had a sack and forced fumble and gave an overall strong showing that he discussed with Jameer Howerton.
Just working hard in practice, and I mean, it came through in the game. You know, this week we wanted to contain Vic, and I got to him on one play, but we still got to get better. You know, our work isn't done, so we got to get better each week.
Looking at that play, what did you see on that play that allowed you to get to him?
I just kind of got there because, I mean, my guard on my side and the tackle pulled, I kind of came unblocked a little bit.
And how much of a help is it for you facing our offensive line every day in practice that allows you to do what you're able to do here during this preseason?
I think it's a good thing because our offensive line, they come up harder than any other team that we've played against so far. So, I mean, it helps me out a lot.
In the very tight competition at tight end, Alex Smith helped his cause with a touchdown catch, but an opportunistic one off a deflection. Jameer Howerton talks with him about the play.
Man, it was really just a broken play. You know, we just tried to scramble. We always work on our scramble drill, and I think Seneca was probably trying to get it to, I don't even know who the receiver was, but just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and, you know, I was able to get the score.
How'd it feel to be in the end zone, being that you're back in your old stomping grounds?
Yeah, man, it's been a while since I got in the end zone, so, you know, you'd like to get it any way you can, but I'll definitely take it, and, you know, it just felt good to get back out there.
Overall, this was a dress rehearsal. How did it feel to get some good quality work and before you guys break camp and move on?
You know, I think we still have a lot of improvement. We need to get some things corrected. Just a lot of sloppy play out there with penalties and turnovers. And, you know, we still have a lot of ways to go before I think we'll be ready to go. But, you know, that's why we have this preseason, so we can keep working out those little kinks. And, you know, like you said, we have about 2 more weeks before we're solid counts for real.
You heard it. Another couple of weeks for the Browns to work out those kinks. We have much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available August 30th. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Gas prices are soaring, but now you can battle back with Mentor Kia. How does free gas for a year sound? That's right. Mentor Kia has three fuel-fighting deals for you. Not only do we have cars that get up to 37 mpg, but we're offering free gas for a year. Get to Mentor Kia for cars that are stingy on gas, but generous with deals. Trade in your gas guzzler now at Mentor Kia and get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade. Lease the all-new 2011 Kia Forte or Soul for just $99 a month. Get five-star safety and money-saving mileage backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for just $99 a month. Or drive away in the all-new Kia Optima or Sorento for only $189 per month. Make today the day you start saving money. Up to 37 mpg. Free gas for a year. A minimum of $5,000 for your trade. Only at Mentor Kia. The power to surprise. 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. MentorKia.com. Offer plus tax, tag, and fee. In-stock vehicle. Qualified buyers with approved credit. Cannot combine offers. See dealer for details.
Cleveland Clinic Spine and Pain Management Specialists offer world-class care at over 20 area locations. For a same-day appointment, call 866-721-1094.
It's the final days of the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event, where you'll find attractive leases on every Lincoln worthy of distinction, including the loaded Lincoln MKZ, which was named most dependable entry premium car for the second year in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. When a highly respected third party says you've got a luxury car that's more dependable than any other in its class, that's just cause for celebration, which is exactly why we've got these exclusive limited-time lease offers on every Lincoln. But time is running out, so see your Lincoln dealer today during the final days of the Lincoln Summer Exclusive Sales Event. Lincoln, it's not just luxury, it's smarter than that. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
This is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, let's get into some of your Ask Vic questions posted to the Browns official Facebook page. Christopher, we had serious pass protection issues last night. I am wondering, would speedy defenses be our biggest problems this year? I think pass protection issues had more to do with the Eagles' coverage than they did with the poor work by the Browns' offensive line, although it hardly was the best game of the preseason by that group. Therefore, I don't think the Browns have any particular problems handling defenses that have a great deal of speed like the Eagles do. And one more from what I saw yesterday, the Browns' defense, this is Andy, mainly linebacker, secondary, need to cover better. What do we need to do to fix this problem? Just get healthy. It's a simple thing. Get guys healthier. Chris Gokhan, TJ Ward, get them all healthy. Hey, want to thank, of course, Pat Shermer, Andrew Catalan, Jameer Howardson, Colt McCoy, Montario Hardesty, DeQuell Jackson, Phil Taylor, Alex Smith, Kristen Rebelli, Dean Italian, Emmett Golden. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.